Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thanks for joining me this morning on Mental Note. I'm your host, Purpose Vision, and today we're going to be talking about love and relationships. This is a continuation of Sunday night's Purpose Vision show, How Many True Loves Can One Have in a Lifetime? And tips on how to sustain love. Here's a question for you. Do you believe that there's only one true love? Because think about it. How do people get married, stay married however long, 5 years, 10 years, 1 month, whatever it is, and then they find another husband or another wife and they get married again? Because I always thought that once you fall in love with someone to the point of getting married, now remember, this was a thought. Once you fall in love with somebody to the point of getting married, then that person is your one true love. But that's not always the case. Give me a call here at Mental Note, 347-215-8667. Love to hear from you on this topic. I'm just curious as to what do you think happens in the process, you know, during the marriage or even just the dating relationship. Some people think, you know, they meet someone, they fall deeply in love, and then the relationship ends and you end up deeply in love again. How many times can one be deeply in love? Well, somebody please call me and let me know, 347-215-8667, because it's a little bit confusing for me. Been in relationships, know that they end, felt like, you know, found love again, and that relationship ends, and then, you know, where do you go from there? How do you sustain love? How do you sustain that same feeling that you got when you first fell in love with the person that you're with? How do you sustain that? Just want to know, you know, what you think about that and how is your relationship at this point? Do you feel like you're with the love of your life or are you in a relationship where you love the person but you don't feel like that's your one true love? You're still looking. You love who you're with, but you're still looking for your one true love. Give me a call. Let me know what's up with that. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I'm back. Just want to go over a couple of things. I said that I was going to be giving you tips on how to sustain love. Well, one of the things that I would like to have everyone consider is, what did I do to initially make that person fall in love with me? Because what happens is, especially like guys, you know, they're on the hunt when it comes to capturing that female that they're into and that they feel like, you know, they want to be with. So they become hunters. You know, that's their natural instinct. And so they make sure that they have baits available, you know, for their prey, which is the woman. Meaning it could be flowers, could be candy, could be vacations, could be a house. I don't know. But, you know, whatever it takes to lure that person into paying attention to them in order to fall in love. Now, once they get that female to fall in love, do they continue with that? Same thing for you guys, for the ladies, same thing. You know, you dress up nice every day, you know, when you're trying to attract that guy. Your makeup is flawless, your hair is fly, and, you know, you're like, I'm going to get him. Then once you get him, I mean, do you wake up with the rollers in your hair? You know, are you putting makeup on? I mean, or are you walking around looking crazy every day? I don't know. Give me a call. Let me know, okay? 347-215-8667. I'm your host here, Purpose Vision, right here on Mental Note. Love and relationships is the topic. A couple of things going on in the news. First and foremost on my mind this morning when we're talking about love and relationships is Juanita Bynum. Just recently read a huge spread in Essence magazine for the December issue. She was speaking about the domestic violence that she suffered at the hands of her husband here back a couple of months ago. And she, of course, was saying how much in love they were initially and how things quickly changed. And there again, you're talking about Juanita Bynum, prophetess Juanita Bynum, excellent speaker in the church, spirit-filled person, without a doubt has a strong, strong relationship with God, so had a good basis, good foundation for knowing what to look for when you fall in love, because, you know, she started out her whole ministry with that No More Sheets sermon, which was basically saying that she was promiscuous and sleeping around, and she found God, or God, you know, she let God into her life, and he changed things. Well, once he changed things, then, you know, her husband, she ended up finding her husband, or her husband found her, and they connected, and then now they're divorcing. Here it is, what, I think 5 years later, they're divorcing because of domestic violence, or, you know, she filed for divorce. So, interesting, you know, you just never know. So I'm really trying to figure this out. How do you know? How do you know that that's your one true love? And how many true loves can one have in a lifetime? I don't know. And then Usher and his wife just had a baby boy. So congratulations to Usher and Tamika Foster. I guess it's Tamika Foster Raymond. Okay, congratulations. We'll be right back, guys.
Try to explain how I'm feeling.
Your love has got me looking so crazy right now. Guys, have you ever met someone and just the thought of them had you looking crazy? Have you thinking about them constantly? You can't even concentrate on what it is you're supposed to be doing because they're the first and foremost thing on your mind. Got you looking crazy. What is that? You know, is that infatuation? Is that love? Is that just physical attraction? Is it after we make love to someone and it's really, really good? Is that when we start, you know, they become the first and foremost thing on our mind? Let me know. Hit me up on the chat or call in 347-215-8667. I want to hear from you guys. I want to know what you think about this love and relationships thing because it's deep. And just on a more serious note, on Saturday, December 1st, is World AIDS Day. And I don't know if you guys are aware or not, but I was listening to some statistics earlier this morning, and one of the main statistics that really blew me away is that the new AIDS cases, 70% of them are African-American teenagers, young adults. Of new cases reported, 70% are African-American young adults. That's scary to me. Guys, if you know your kids are having sex, please tell them to wear a condom. If it's girls, please tell them, make sure the guy wears a condom. You know, I'm not for, you know, telling kids to go ahead and have sex, but what I am for is making sure that they protect themselves. So if that means giving your little 15, 16-year-old daughter condoms to carry in her purse because she just might be having sex, you're not really sure because you haven't taken the time to talk to her, whatever. Give her a condom, okay? Or sit down and talk to her and tell her why she should save herself and wait for her husband. Because one of the things that we as parents fail to do, I think, is really just get to the nitty-gritty of the situation. And that's what kids are looking for from us. And sometimes we think that our kids can't handle it, but, hey, they can handle a lot more than what we think they can. Because if they don't get it from us, they're going to get it from the street. So just on a more serious note, AIDS Day, World AIDS Day, is December 1st, which actually in 1955 was the same day that Rosa Parks sat on that bus and wouldn't move. So how ironic that now here is another day that is affecting our African-American community in a way that we need to, maybe not literally, but we need to sit on the bus and not move and make sure that our kids protect themselves, okay? Love you guys, and thanks for joining me here on Mental Note, Love and Relationships, because no matter who you think you're in love with or what you think is going on, even for the adults, use a condom. Use protection. Protect yourself. That's what time it is. Have a great Thursday, and I will see you Sunday night, 7:30 p.m., Purpose Vision, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon. Love you.
Jump off, oh, the queen bee. Oh. How you feeling, ma? Oh.